On the live line with us this morning is Ava Barboni. She is the founder and CEO of Atalanta, and she's written a new article for The Hill called A New Hurdle for Female Politicians in the Digital Age. Ava, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Nice to have you here. You talk about how online abuse targets women politicians. How is that form of abuse unique for politicians?
So we did a study with our analytics partner, BrandsEye, which looked at comments directed at both pairs of male and female politicians on three continents.
Okay.
And what we found was that while both men and women received derogatory comments, women were three times more likely to have those comments directly reference their gender and were much more likely to have those comments attack their ability to do their job rather than just being general insults or policy disagreements, which I think most politicians expect and have to deal with.
You know, a lot of people write this.
Go ahead.
Sorry. No, go for it.
The other thing that we found was that women faced a lot more comments specifically about their appearance and their marital status, much more, you know, commentary on their personal life, you know, accusations about what they're wearing and whether it's appropriate for the job, whereas men were largely spared of those comments.
You know, what I was going to say is some people write this off as like sort of a technological issue, but what is said online often reflects what people think and feel offline. I think the worst part of what your study says is that sometimes women look at the harassment they're going to get online, and then they don't want to run for political office at all. So we're losing a whole slate of qualified women for these political jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the big problem here. And you touch on an important point that this isn't just sentiment that's happening online. While social media exposes, you know, sexism and abuse, that is reflective of what real people are thinking and feeling. It just lowers the barrier to them accessing politicians and posting these kind of hateful comments. And, you know, as you say, it's not just a problem for women politicians themselves. It's a bigger issue for our democratic systems when you're potentially turning off an entire group of candidates who are just thinking, you know, is it worth the cost to me and is it worth the cost to my family to put them through this constant abuse?
I think I know the answer to this, Ava, but I'm hoping you can educate me about it even further. And that is with regard to this kind of abuse online and female politicians, what's it like for women politicians versus men politicians in terms of the number of comments that are based on appearance?
The volume of comments is much higher for women. So at the comments that we looked at, three quarters of any comments that were about appearance were directed towards women rather than men. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, it's not just about saying, you know, what is she wearing? It's saying, oh, what is she wearing? She doesn't look like a president, or she doesn't look like a prime minister or a member of Congress. So it's really not just commentary about how they look, but about how that's tied to a perception about their ability to do their job. And this wasn't something that we looked at in our report, but other reports have shown that that kind of commentary has an effect on how voters see candidates. So even if they're seeing, there was a study that showed that even if voters see the same amount of positive policy-oriented conversation about a hypothetical female candidate, if they're also seeing commentary on that politician's appearance, then they are much less likely to view that candidate as credible. So it shows the impact that this can have on electoral outcomes.
Not That's just, far-reaching.
You know,
Yeah. It's not just hurting somebody's feelings, but it has far more far-reaching impact than that.
You know, it's just a general problem in total, but social media has simultaneously made it easier to access anyone, but then we distance them from being actual real human beings. People forget that we're talking about a human being when we put these words onto the internet, especially when it comes to women. How do we change this?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it needs to start quite young because, you know, when you see the way that stereotypes about gender are formed, it's at a very young age. And so if you're growing up in an atmosphere where you have, you know, skewed perceptions about women's ability to be leaders, and you're also growing up in an atmosphere where you're seeing daily bullying, maybe of yourself, maybe of your classmates online, then it starts to normalize this kind of behavior. And, you know, I think a lot of people, myself included, are quite fearful about what that means for the future of our democratic process. So I think it needs to be really part of our engagement and our curriculum to start trying to tackle some of these entrenched stereotypes.
Yeah, it's a big nut to crack. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But it's a very interesting article, Ava, and thanks for sharing it with us. We appreciate you being here.
Well, thanks so much for having me on.
All right, that's Ava Barboni. She is the founder and CEO of Atalanta and wrote that article for The Hill about women politicians in the digital age.